From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, December 27th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Families of those incarcerated at the Green Correctional Facility in Coxsackie can no longer send packages directly to their loved ones. Instead, under a new secure vendor package pilot program, parcels must come from one of the State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision's 5 approved vendors. Green Correctional is one of 3 facilities statewide to participate in the pilot program. The state says the program, and I quote, provides those incarcerated and their families and friends access to a variety of food and articles at competitive pricing while maintaining security and providing an efficient operation, end quote. Family and friends must register and make all purchases online using a major credit card, cashier check, money order, or in-house disbursement forms. A postcard campaign on opposition to the policy change has sprung up, calling on people to write DOCCS Commissioner Anthony Annucci and Governor Andrew Cuomo expressing their objection to the plan. The campaign calls the program pro-business and anti-family. The program is expected to be adopted at state correctional facilities in the fall of 2018. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that Mary Ann Lee of Clabrick has been appointed to the Columbia Green Community College Board of Trustees. Lee is a former teacher at St. Patrick's Academy in Catskill. She joined Saturn Industries, an electrical discharge machining manufacturer in Hudson, in 1997 and became its president in 2000. Lee is now the president and CEO of Lear Technologies, which she founded with her husband, John. Lee graduated from Hudson High School, earned an undergraduate degree in early childhood education from SUNY Empire State College, and a master's in business administration from Excelsior College. Lee is an officer in the Clabrick Free Library and volunteers with the Hendrick Hudson chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution, the Columbia County Historical Society, and the Friends of Claremont. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper, nearly 4 years after the new sewer system was completed, members of the Kinderhook Village Board are growing impatient with the shuttered Dutch Inn. The Broad Street property has been closed for more than a decade, and ownership of the building is the subject of litigation scheduled for trial in March. Village trustee Rich Phillips said at the board's December meeting, and I quote, "I just want the Dutch Inn open," end quote. In 2012, voters approved a sewer project that connected village business properties, including the inn, to the Valencia sewer system. One of the conditions for receipt of the Community Development Block grant that funded the project was the promise of new jobs. The then owner of the inn said he would open the building and help create the jobs once the sewer was in place. Trustee Dale Leiser, who was on the board at the time, along with Phillips, said, and I quote, "The Dutch Inn is the grant," end quote. Phillips said, and I quote, "We were promised 35 jobs," end quote. Mayor Jen Dunham said those 35 jobs have been created. Since the sewer lines were added, at least 3 new restaurants have opened in the village. Dunham said, and I quote, "We have created the jobs, but we haven't done it in the way we said we would," end quote. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And for our final story, Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential, the State Department of Environmental Conservation is warning anyone planning a hike into the Adirondack backcountry in the coming days to take precautions to avoid hypothermia and frostbite in light of the extremely cold weather and wind chills currently forecast. The National Weather Service has issued an advisory for most of the region beginning December 27th, predicting chills of minus 15 to 25 degrees, bringing the potential to cause frostbite to exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes. The wind chill temperature at the summit of Mount Marcy on Wednesday is expected to be minus 43. The DEC suggests wearing items of clothing to cover skin, including layers of synthetic or wool winter clothing, warm socks and winter boots, an insulated wind-resistant upper and lower outer shell, a hat and gloves or mittens, scarf or ski mask, and goggles or glasses. The department also suggests spending only short periods of time in the outdoors. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting isolated snow showers on Wednesday afternoon. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 19 degrees. Wind chill values could be as low as minus 3 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 1 degree. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a wind chill advisory overnight, beginning at 7 p.m. Wednesday and continuing through 1 p.m. on Thursday. Wind chill values as low as minus 17 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, sunny with a high near 13 degrees. Wind chill values as low as minus 19 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around minus 2. And wind chill values as low as minus 9 degrees. And on Friday, isolated snow showers, partly sunny with a high near 15 degrees. Friday night, isolated snow showers after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 0. The sun rose this morning at 7:24 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:28 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a half minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 27th day of December 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.